Ice cold beer!
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jack.
I know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go and buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. We'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
All right, welcome back to the Bench Jockeys here on 101.5 UMFM. I'm Michael Ells, joined in the dugout by my pal Brian Svensson.
Hey, hi, howdy.
And on the bullpen phone by my pal Chris Hook.
Let's get it going.
So, one away from tying Maris's record.
Oh, he was tonight.
It was close tonight against.
So close tonight.
I swear. I was watching it right as if you're what if you're on the judge watcher. I stood up and was like, "That's it. It's gone."
I thought so.
It had that pop. It had that hit
off
to
the
it,
bat.
I thought so too. Yeah.
They said because it was a bit colder in New York tonight, and
it just didn't go.
Because they talked to Josh Donaldson after because he got the walk-off hit in the 10th. But yeah, it was 113 velocity. 404 would have been out in 13 parks. But that said, I'm sure there's a whole bunch of judge home runs this year that have been at Yankee Stadium that probably weren't, you know, it all evens out, right? But it would have been nice to talk about 61 if it happened tonight while we were taping.
Yeah, so obviously we're taping this.
The Red
Thursday
Sox are
night.
Straight up cowards, first of all. So.
Well, no, but Pittsburgh did it the night before, too. He got walked 2 or 3 times.
Only once. And it was from a guy who has really like is a AAA player that just had awful control. So I'm a little more willing to give that guy some leeway. I mean, yeah, obviously, you know, it's not obviously optimal, but I'm willing to give the AAA guy with noted control problems considerably more leeway than Michael Wacha, who's a lifelong major leaguer. That was cowardice on his part. Cowardice. Should have pitched to him. There were some of those pitches he was throwing him that were like 4.5 feet outside the zone.
I mean, I guess if you're like
just pitch to him.
The typical thing like in a battle between a pitcher and catcher is pitcher and hitter is, you know, you're trying to get outs, but in this one, you're also trying to like avoid being like on the bad side of history, right? Like
okay,
there's a caution
about
to it.
This.
There's a caution to it that's not there. You know,
we are probably
if it was
three
home
the
run
biggest,
number 30.
We are probably 3 of the biggest baseball nerds that we know, correct?
Right.
That's our live show.
Can we name who?
That's
gave
exactly
it up to
where
Maris.
I'm going with this. Can any of you name who gave up Roger Maris's 61st? Can any of you name who gave up McGuire's 62nd? And can any of you name up who gave who gave up Bond's 71st? Because I can't.
Yeah. No, I get that. I you know, I mean, hey. He's going to get it. I mean, unless something, you know, he's going to get
he's gonna
it
get.
Unless he gets injured, right? That's the only way, right? Because he's the way he's been doing this all year. I'll be honest, is this is kind of giving me a little bit of goosebumps because it's like, this is kind of going back Sosa McGuire, right? Like this is like 25 years later about the watch, right? And one,
it's even better, but yeah.
We didn't know back then. Yeah, exactly. Back then was
it's fair, know. But I'm just saying, like as a total season, this is more impressive. I'm not talking about that. Whatever, like 10.8 wins above replacement Fangraphs. He's on pace for 12.
He's also on pace for the Triple Crown.
Which is
there's a bananas. Whole bunch. Yeah, I think the thing, the Sosa McGuire was just because it hadn't been there for 30 years. Right?
Trust me.
And so that was
became a baseball fan because of that season, I get it. I really get it.
And so that was, the mark, right? And it's still the mark, right? Because I think the couple things that are kind of unique in this is not only is this a historic season, a Triple Crown, all that, he's a Yankee, right? Like, sure. let's just add that layer to it. He's in Yankee Stadium, even at its new Yankee Stadium, or but the Maris family's there.
It's really cool.
And yeah, it's all that history again about, this is exactly sort of, as much as baseball, doesn't do a lot of things despite themselves, this is when the game can hold itself and go, yeah, this guy is doing something that, it's only been done 8 times to get to 60. And it's only, I think, 5 players, right? Like, and then, 2 or 3, you can put, your question marks on that, right? But it would be an AL record. It would be a Yankee record. And then, you could debate if it's the real record or not or whatever, but 60 is 60. I don't care what it is. Like,
it's really cool. He's having an all timer season, right? Like, he's on pace for 12 wins above replacement. Do you know how many people have put up 12 wins above replacement ever?
Yeah, I think it's two or three. Yeah, it's, 2 or 3.
It's Babe Ruth a bunch of times. It's Babe Ruth a bunch of times. It's Bonds. It's Pedro in 99. And like, that's it, man.
Yeah. And he threw out, he got an assist off the field there. So, I mean, you could just feel the crowd, like the last couple, once he got this, like, it's electric, right? Like, you can just feel it when you're watching it. It's just that everyone's anticipating something and he almost hit it tonight, but it's going to come. And I mean, the thing is, once he gets to 61, I mean, he's not going to get there. I mean, 73 is, that's a stratosphere that is kind of ridiculous, but he could hit 64 or 65, right? Once he gets, it's one of those things that it's sort of the pressure and then just the build up of it. But once he gets to 61 and 62, he's got another week left. They might sit him a bit because of the Yankees just clinched today, but they still got a pennant to try and clinch. So he'll be in there for a little bit longer, and it'd be hard for Boone to just sit him, especially, if he was still, doing well, like, just to finish up. But, it's a balance of you got to rest him a little bit to get to the playoffs. But I mean, this is, if you're a baseball nerd like we are, this is awesome.
You could very easily make the case that this is the greatest post segregation, non-steroid season we've ever seen.
Yeah, I think it's reasonable because obviously the question marks a swirl.
Yeah, I mean, I would say like Pedro's is a pretty good year considering he was against people that probably were allegedly steroids, and
it's right in there. No doubt.
It's there.
It's remarkable. Yeah, it's one of the coolest things we're ever going to see in our lifetimes.
The funny thing is, would be, if I'm not mistaken, it would be Ariza, like in Minnesota, would stop him because he's going to have the 2 for sure, the RBI and the home run. It's the batting average is the one that he would be.
Arias. He currently leads, big leads, obviously, in homers and RBIs, but he's got – Xander Bogaerts.
They were tied coming into tonight, but Bogaerts went 0 for 5 tonight, whereas Judge went only 0 for 2. So
Judge is 316, Bogaerts is 314, Arias is 313.
Yeah.
But I mean, conceivably, we have two, like Paul Goldschmidt on the Cardinals, who we haven't mentioned, I don't think, in ages, has an outside shot at the Triple Crown on the NL side, and
which is bonkers.
So the fact that we
he would have to go a bit. I just looked at that. I mean, he's had, again, an incredible year, but it gets all overshadowed. But yeah, I mean,
yeah, we haven't had a Triple Crown since Miggy in 2012.
Oh yeah, no. There's no doubt about that. I mean, it's yeah. I mean, it just is. Yeah,
it's really
all
cool.
The above. It's all the
really
above,
cool.
Right? Because also, it's just that the way he's kind of like, he hasn't really slowed down, right? Like, especially if you think of August, like they had a stat in the game. It was like they went 10-18 in that month in New York. And pretty much, if you looked at the 10 wins they had, he pretty much hit a home run every one of those wins. Like, he has kind of kept this team kind of,
well, that's the thing, right?
Rolling, like, right? Like, just like, it's,
did either of you see the
bunch of guys,
the 22 bonkers stats from the 22 season article?
No,
I didn't. So
MLB.com posted an article, I guess this was maybe this morning or like last night. Yeah, I guess late last night. Anthony Castrovince posted. And so one of the stats, 20 is the gap between Aaron Judge and the next closest.
Schwarber.
Is Schwarber with 40, right? 20 home run gap. You know, that's a bonkers gap between him and the rest of the field.
Well, I mean, the last time that's been done was literally Babe Ruth.
It was a Babe.
Yeah. Babe Ruth. And so the bonus stats on Judge. So 54 is the number of different pitchers Judge has taken deep. That's an AL record, breaking Ken Griffey Jr.'s mark of 52 in 1998. 11 multi-homer games. So that ties Sammy Sosa and Hank Greenberg for the most in a single season. And 48 homers in victories. And that's the second most in league history, with an eye on Ruth's all-time 51 and 27.
I can't stand the Yankees, but he's having a heck of a season.
He's having a heck of a season, right? Like
you have to applaud this. I mean, I also, like, they had a couple with the Yankees. What was it? It was the 24th time in 28 years they've reached the playoffs. I think it was 6 or 8 in a row now. I mean, yeah. I mean, they're like the Dodgers a bit, right? Like, they've had, you know, they've just re-upped and, you know, they've.
Well, it's very possible that if Judge didn't have this kind of season, that
they might not have made the playoffs.
They probably wouldn't have.
Yeah, I mean, there.
No, I mean, how much of that run differential for the Yankees is solely attributable to Aaron Judge? Right, like they're plus 223.
Let me think about it. Right,
like, I would love to like take a calculator and figure out like how much if you like took a league average.
He's right now, he's basically 11 wins above replacement. Right, so just take 11 wins away from the Yankees. Where are they?
So they're at 80, 90,
yeah,
they'd be below.
They wouldn't be in the playoffs.
That's
pretty
just
much
above
it.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's very true. That's
it's really wins. Cool that's what bonkers. He's doing.
Also a bonkers stat, this from that same article. So the Dodgers, I mean, I've talked about their run differential and how crazy it is, like all season, and been tracking that, you know, right now they're at 325 plus 325.
Yeah.
And then
the next closest
is 223 for the Yankees, right? So they've got like 102 run to the good. So the Dodgers, if they finish this season on pace, so right now they're first in runs scored and in the fewest in runs allowed in the NL. So 799 runs scored, 474 allowed. If they remain in that position for the remainder of the year, they'll be the first team in history to lead a league in both categories for 5 straight seasons. The mark was previously set by the 36 through 39 Yankees.
That's so baffling.
But what's wild is this year, they lead in both categories across the entire league.
Like, this has to be
not just the AL, not just in the NL, but in the across the league. And that's only been done 7 times.
This has to be one of the coolest seasons in MLB history. Has to be, right? Like, this is going to be something that we're all going to tell our grandkids about, being like, yeah, like.
Like, that season was bonkers and I saw it. And
we were there. Like, we saw this season happen.
Yeah.
We were there. Not only that, but like, we could point to these episodes and be like, here, this is what we were thinking about while it happened. That's pretty cool. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, if they finish with a plus 325 run differential, that would be 4th in history. 1939 Yankees were plus 411. The 27 Yankees were plus 376. And the 02 Pirates were 334.
Oh man, who? Okay, you guys talk. I want to find out who was on that O2 Pirates.
O2 Pirates.
I feel like Jason Bay, right?
No, this is early. This is 1902.
1902. Never mind. When you said O2, I was like, 2000.
Oh, sorry. I should have specified. Yes, I guess there've been two O2.
I'm gonna go remember some guys. Remember I don't think a team where their best starting pitcher is Bronson Arroyo is.
No. Imagine that. Their plus minus was not that good. No, I'm sure it was some guy named like
I'm
Smiley.
I'm not gonna look that up. Then I don't care guy about the named, O2 like, Pirates.
Loose Arms McGraw.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, lefty, you know, whatever, you know. I just want to go back to Judge for a second. Or so I was just looking, I knew this was like, so he's leading MLB rankings.
It's like 10 categories.
Yeah, 10 categories right now. Like it's absurd, actually, right? Like what sort of he's doing. And so if I'm not mistaken, like they have like this homestand against Boston this weekend, correct? So I mean, this is like, how perfect can you get? Like it's gonna be, you know, it was on national TV tonight, and you know,
Laura,
you've got
keeps sending his pitchers out to be cowards, it might not
you've
happen
got your
weekend.
Marquee matchup against, you know, one of your, you know, that one of their arch rivals here, and you know, he's just gonna do it, right? And it's gonna be cool, and
we really hope so.
Oh yeah. You know, and you know, what's funny would be if it kind of comes around the same time that Pujols might get to 700, like he's two away, right? And he almost hit one tonight again. But I mean, you know, there's the fountain of youth too. I mean, he's hit 19 in a pretty much a part-time role at 40, whatever. I mean, whatever officially or unofficially. Right.
I think and, I owe Zuka, you know, water bet for that, because I said it would never happen.
Oh yeah, big time on that one. Yeah, I'm sure we're even up on all that stuff.
I definitely think so, because I'm pretty sure that you said he was going to hit 20 last season and he didn't do that. So
yeah, well, it goes both ways. Yeah. I mean, you also said Vladdy was going to win the home run title this year. So yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm wrong about that, but I'm also kind of glad to be wrong. Like, obviously, I'd really enjoy Vladdy.
Well, you'd rather take him in the playoffs than not.
As a historian, like, I definitely really like the fact that, you know, we're getting to see.
And Vladdy's also done stuff that, you know, if they
hit 30, 30's pretty cool.
His age. Right, one of the fastest to get that 100 and for home runs, and you know, the Jays are gonna be in October baseball, and that's huge, you know, just because, you know, but a month ago was kind of, they were on the outside there. That, speaking of that, I don't want to speak too much because I don't want Michael to get too depressed here, but
the fact that they lost to the Royals tonight, not only did they lose,
they got swept in a three gamer. Did they just decide to just throw up the white flag? Like, I mean, I wish Jerry.
Well, I mean, I think when they lost
like
to Cleveland, like that was it. And sure, Cleveland has won eight of their
Cleveland
last.
Cleveland has taken this over. I will say, I'll give them credit. They've won against the two teams they have.
Yeah, win, they put right? space so, between themselves and everyone else in the AL.
But Minnesota's like, they were saying they were, what is it? It's been disaster the last 20 some games here, right? They've just, I mean, and you kind of knew, well, it was a bit of
Byron,
fool's gold a bit.
Where goes Byron Buxton, there goes the Twins, right?
I guess, but even still, like, they've just exposed a lot of just that, you know, a bit of fool's gold that they were there for, you know, maybe just on default a bit. And when it pushed,
I don't know
the
about
shot,
that. The Twins had some good players.
No. But no one was like, I mean, before Cleveland went going, it was a 500 record was going to win this division. Now Cleveland at least has made it a little bit respectable. But I mean, you know, if you were in any other division, you'd be third or you know, probably in third in the standings, right? So, I mean, it's just tough to watch because Minnesota. The one thing I heard on their station, the Minnesota station, was that at least they don't have to extend their losing streak in the playoffs this year.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing with the way Judge is hitting, it's like a foregone conclusion that they would play the Yankees and like cough up however many home runs to him in the postseason that sets a new record. I just want to pivot back to the 1902 Pirates for one second. There was a lefty on the team. I pulled up the roster, but he played the outfield. He wasn't a pitcher. There was a guy named Wid, a guy named Kitty, but obviously this is the team that had Honus Wagner.
Well, that'll do it.
That'll do it. Yeah.
That'll do it.
I don't know if you guys saw that there was another immaculate inning pitched this evening.
I did.
No, this evening. It was earlier this week, I thought.
No, last week. There's two? There was another one. So we're up to six for the season.
That's pretty cool. That's actually really cool. Again, like this just goes to show
wild thing.
What a wild year of baseball we're getting to enjoy.
Yeah, Hayden.
Well, except for the fact that Rob Manfred keeps putting games on Apple TV. If Judge's homer happens tomorrow on Apple
TV. Is that an Apple TV
game? Yeah, it is.
That's an Apple TV game. I'm going to lose it.
I might have to subscribe to it for one day.
Office shenanigans.
Right?
Like they're like trying to ostensibly like grow the game or support the game and then hive off the like most historic thing that's happened to a very select group of people who can see it.
Well, the funny thing is also that I was watching the Pirates Yankees game the night before on Wednesday, and it was going to be then it was on Fox tonight, and then it's going to be an app on Friday, and they were lamenting like, oh, we're going to have to like do a rogue play-by-play game because Yes Network or whatever that does the Yankee most of their games throughout the season. And of course, yeah, pretty much two of the most, you know, whatever, right, could be monumental games in historic fashion, and they don't even get it right. It's just, you know, again, this is sort of Major League Baseball trying to think they're going to get the cool kids to watch or whatever, and yeah, they're going to have an audience of five watching, you know, history tomorrow if it happens
with a pretty bad, I don't know if you guys have watched any of those Apple games.
No.
The presentation and play-by-play is pretty awful. Like it's legitimately just not great. And so we're going to get maybe one of the coolest moments in the history of baseball, period, end of story. And it's going to be two nobody with bad presentation and bad, I don't want to say bad broadcasters, but certainly not the best that MLB has to offer. And I think that's a huge, huge shame.
That is, but that is peak.
It's just Rob Manfred.
It's just peak Rob.
We had our fastest pitch thrown of the season earlier today on Thursday night when we're taping this. Ryan Helsley, all-star closer for the Cardinals, clocked at 104 miles per hour.
Oh.
How about Hunter Green? Is he the one who had 100 plus pitches in a game first time? Like, I mean, there's been some, how about Scherzer being pulled after six innings of a perfect game this week? He had only, I think, 68 pitches, if I'm not mistaken, in that game. I mean, I know he was coming off injury and stuff, but there's been some really amazing stuff that's been happening this year, right? And
it's been a really good year of baseball.
For the people who still following it, yes, it has been.
For the people still following it, exactly. Yeah, no, I'll link to this 22 bonkers stats from the 22 season.
It's really cool
because it is it's great, like recapping some of the stuff that, like, because in the moment when you're seeing it, you know, collectively, like obviously something like the counting stats stuff of Pujols and Judge and kind of like tracking it over the course of the season. But there's been stuff that's happened, like with this immaculate inning count, that it's like, oh my God, we've had six of them this season. It's pretty wild.
It's very cool. It's very cool, man. But it's been a good year of baseball.
There's going to be really only one division race, probably NL East. The rest are kind of out of sight. And then you might have a wild card in the NL. I think the AL is pretty much locked up unless something really, I mean, Baltimore sort
of. Yeah, Milwaukee is making a bit of a run here for a wild card spot.
Yeah, Milwaukee's right there. So it would be nice to have, it's always nice. There is no potential 163 anymore, but it would be nice to have a little bit of a races at the end. It is surprising, but now you've added the third wild card and you would think it's more, but it's kind of seems like it's expanded a bit where the good teams are kind of really good and then the bad teams kind of fallen off quite a bit here. But Yeah, there might be a little bit on a wild card. I mean, the Jays, I think, is they would have to lose out pretty much now to not make it.
I'm really excited for the teams card that are going to be in the playoffs, man. Like Seattle.
Oh, Seattle. If you're a Mariners fan, right? Two decades, right? It's yeah. And Julio, we talked about that. Julio Rodriguez has been exceptional, like, and so much fun to watch over this year. You know, a rookie that has actually lived up to his billing a bit, right? It doesn't happen all the time, but he's just been fun to watch. And probably a lot of people haven't seen him because he plays on the West Coast, right? So,
a shame that they don't market him more because, again, like he's phenomenal. He's a big, big blast.
And you know, you're going to have the, San Diego, right? If they hold on there that, you got Soto, right? We'll come back in Machado and then you have the defending champions that they're batting with the Mets, right? And so they should make it into unless something, they'll get in for sure.
Oh,
so,
man, I mean, the Mets are so much fun right now too. Oh, man. Oh, the Mets have a fun team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Mets is something where in short series, right, especially that first one, right? Like, well, it depends if they get the division, right? And then they could, I guess St. Louis could get them. That's a battle, right, for the second spot in the NL, right? Yep. So, New York probably.
I don't think
It's going to be that one. Whoever wins.
It'll be division, whoever wins the NL East.
Second, right? So unless St. Louis won out and someone they would have to lose it quite a bit now, but the Mets is going to be someone. Look at the 2-3 pitchers they can have on the starter rotation. I mean, no different than the Jays. I was talking to my brother about this. Is that 1-3? They're pretty solid, right? And yeah, I mean, that's. I always go back to the Braves last year. I mean, for all the wins the Dodgers are going to have and all they've done in the last 5 years, they've only won one title so far, right? Yeah. And, you get to the postseason and you get a team on a heater, you get a strong starters, with the bullpen, and you can make a run. I mean, that's really, I think that's where it's going to be exciting this year. I don't, on paper, it's going to be the Dodgers, I guess the Astros and the Yankees sort of as your three, and maybe even the Mets in there or
I Atlanta, still think it's going to be a Subway Series. I'm still thinking it's going to be Yankees Mets.
Well, on the top of the Mets, did you see the record that they've made achieved this year?
No.
Which one?
The 106th hits batman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Showalter got the ball.
Wanted
the ball.
Yeah, modern ALNL record, 106th hit batsman of the season on Wednesday. This is obviously not a mark they were hoping to achieve in terms of things, but it's very weird that this is the team that has said, another weird piece of history and something that we haven't seen like this. I think the Subway Series is certainly in play. I mean, the Mets have been really good.
And if DeGrom and Scherzer and are healthy,
you get short series.
Who's beating them? Who's beating them in seven? Who's beating them in five? Like, I just can't see it.
It's the Mets. I would.
I mean, that's fair.
Are you saying who's beating them is themselves?
I get it. 100% understand it. I do.
I mean, I could go back to the Kansas City World Series.
And admittedly, they do have Buck Showalter managing. So
yeah. On paper, sure. But I mean, the one thing is because I know this because I was in a fantasy playoff at the end of last week, and DeGrom was pitching. He was doing his thing again, 10 or 12 strikeouts. And then he gave up a home run to O'Neill Cruz for a 3-run homer, right? And so, he was good, but I mean, he left and it was tied game. And so if you could scratch out a run or two, that's where they get a little bit more susceptible is into the bullpen, like any other team, right? But on paper, sure, of course. Yeah, I mean, they've got, but give Atlanta credit where, earlier in this summer, they were not looking like they might not even make the playoffs, let alone, try and get to compete for the division. So
they have a higher run differential than the Mets, even though they're a game and a half back.
Well, that is true.
The Mets have had a loss. Lot.
they're exactly where they're supposed to be, whereas the Mets are about four games over their expected win-loss.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, basically, I mean, it's because the Mets have had, like, a hard time keeping pitching healthy, right?
Yeah, no, how for many, sure.
I can name four pitchers that they've had injured off the top of my head, you know, and I'm not even a Mets fan.
No, you know, sure. You know what the thing is, I'll say this, Jared's, you know, not on here, but you know, his Guardians, the reason they're winning this year is they finally changed the name. Let's just be honest about that, right? The mojo is finally gone from that. And maybe they can get a run like the Cubs and maybe they can surprise some people. They'll have no expectations, right? I mean, they'll be the lowest seed basically of just on their record. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, but that said is like, they might be one of the hottest teams coming into the playoffs in the next couple of weeks, right? They just keep on winning and
8-2 over the last 10. That's
a lot of people just aren't talking about. I mean, again, it's a little bit of, you know, that division you can beat up on your Kansas City, Detroit, and even Minnesota now, right? And Chicago has, you know, that's probably been one of the more underwhelming teams all year, just on what they were predicted to be at the start of the year. But yeah, you know, this is the best time of the year, right? We're getting ready for the playoffs. The Jays are going to be back in it. Judge is going to do something historic in the next couple of days, hopefully, maybe with Pujols as well. And, you know, and soon enough, you know, the funny thing, I forgot about this, that they actually play kind of into October because I think, maybe I'm wrong or not, but maybe they pushed it a couple of days because of, like, they still go into October before they get to the playoffs, maybe because the season got pushed back a little bit at the start, but it's coming up soon enough for postseason.
Yeah, we're two weeks away from the end of the regular season. What's on the pity party?
Oh, hold on before we get there. I just wanted to tip my cap to myself because I won my fantasy baseball.
So first time in 10 years. Goodness, Zook.
I don't think you can do a self tip.
I just did a cap.
You know, this is taped. I can edit it out.
Oh, that's all right. I'll know that I said it. It's fine. Go to the pity party now.
It's a good pity party. Yeah, I wouldn't call it anything special, but it is a solid, it's the Nico Horner of pity parties, you know? You're glad it's in the lineup, but you're not sending it to the All-Star game.
I don't even know that reference. What does that mean?
Nico Horner, shortstop of the Cubs.
Oh, I know the player, but I don't know. Is he? Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I don't know anything about him. So that's maybe, is that why? I don't know. What am I missing there?
He's solid.
Okay. Oh, I see. It's just, okay. It's a good show. Keep listening, but you know. Yeah. It's nothing that
you're not writing.
It's no judge.
It's not the Aaron Judge 11 wins above replacement show.
That's fair enough. And I will wish everyone who's still in fantasy baseball playoffs, you know, because I usually think they end. Does most playoffs end like the week before? Is that usually what happens? Do people play right up to the last week?
Depends on the league.
It depends on rotisserie.
My two head-to-head leagues are still playing.
Yeah, but sometimes they end because I know we
Roto ends on the last day usually.
Yeah, I know some like ours end a little bit earlier because of the injury and sort of teams out. So it's sort of like fantasy football sometimes is that you skip the last week or so just because of, you know, not everyone playing. But if people are still in it, you know, good on you because it's this is the end right here. Right. So it's kind of exciting. All of it's exciting. Hopefully. It's not Apple TV. It'll be, well, whenever. Well, maybe we'll be talking next week and he'll be going for 7 for all we know.
God, I really hope so. Wouldn't I don't like the Yankees, something? But that'd be cool as heck.
Well, all of this is cool.
It's on fantastic. That note.
Let's play ball! Come on, Judge!
Strike 3, you're out!